In this video, we're talking all about our mind, our thoughts, and the impact our thoughts have on our mental health. And we'll also review a few things you can do to keep your mind active and in thriving mama mode. Did you know in a day, a person has approximately 12,000 thoughts? According to the National Science Foundation, if you're a deep thinker, you have closer to 50,000 thoughts in a day. And I think if you're a mom, the number is actually higher, probably closer to 100,000 thoughts a day. And the number of thoughts you have increases by several thousand with each additional child. So whatever your estimate is, if you're a mom, you have a lot of thoughts. Moms think about what everyone needs, often multitasking, juggling, so many things at once for her family, work, and responsibilities. This is often called the mental load, which is constantly thinking about what her family needs all the time. The mental load is behind the scenes to-dos, from doctor's appointments, permission forms for field trips, social events, and gifts for parties. It's organizing playdates and sports practices and activities. It's the to-do list of what her family needs, and it never stops. When a mom's mind is too full, constantly thinking and doing for everyone, this can be the perfect environment for stress. There are many ways to describe what we think about in a given day. I want you to pause with me for a minute and think about the collective thoughts you have in a day. Imagine you could take your thoughts and categorize them into three categories: positive thoughts, neutral thoughts, or negative thoughts. Would you describe your thoughts as neutral, such as to-do lists and tasks that you need to accomplish in the day, like change the laundry, make a call for the school, schedule a doctor's appointment, or go to the market? Would your thoughts be positive, such as having moments of appreciation and caring thoughts towards yourself, your child, your sweetie, and gratitude for the day and the things that come along? Or would you describe the thoughts as negative, such as critical or judgmental statements about yourself, others, and your day? Do you notice the thoughts as harsh self-talk, putting yourself down, judging yourself for how you look, what you do, or perhaps comparing yourself to other people? In the workbook, there are exercises and questions that I created to have you reflect upon your thoughts and estimate how often your thoughts are negative, neutral, and positive. Our thoughts matter oh so much, and the thoughts we have influence our feelings, behaviors, and additional thoughts. Thoughts are super powerful because thinking and our thoughts come so easily, and they can be challenging to manage if you don't have the awareness or the skills to manage these thoughts. Shifting gears, there's a beautiful saying from Mahatma Gandhi in the book, Open Your Mind, Open Your Life, a book of Eastern wisdom. And the saying is this: keep your thoughts positive because your thoughts become your words. Keep your words positive because your words become your behavior. Keep your behavior positive because your behavior becomes your habits. Keep your habits positive because your habits become your values. Keep your values positive because your values become your destiny. Super powerful and accurate, don't you think? I first saw this quote when I was 22 years old, about to sit in front of my first therapy client. I was so nervous and full of self-doubt. And my supervisor, Bill, showed me this quote, and it has stayed with me ever since in a very powerful way. There are many reasons why I love this saying, and I'm sharing it with you because I think it summarizes the power our thoughts have on our feelings, our behaviors, and beyond. As a psychologist, I teach clients about the powerful relationship our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors have with one another. Our thoughts influence feelings and behaviors, and our thoughts will also impact our feelings, and our feelings will impact our behavior, and our behavior impacts our thoughts, and around it goes. What we feel will influence the types of thoughts we have, the memories we recall, and the behaviors or the ways we choose to respond. What we think about influences how we behave and what we feel. Bottom line is this: our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are influenced and impacted by one another. Here are some interesting findings on research about our thoughts. People who are more depressed have more negative thoughts about themselves, other people, the world, and the future. A mood state, whether positive or negative, will impact the type of memories you recall. A person who is in a negative mood state will more readily recall negative memories, whereas an individual in a positive mood state will remember positive memories. And people who are under pressure with many cognitive demands have an increased thought of dying, which is one of the most reported unwanted thoughts. And listening to aggressive and violent songs increased aggressive thoughts and feelings. Our thoughts are incredibly powerful. So what do you do if you notice a theme or pattern of having a lot of negative thoughts about yourself, others, the world you live in, and the future? I would recommend being aware of your thoughts and being curious about what is going on to create and keep those thoughts going. Here's why. Our thoughts are about ourselves, others, and the world may not always be accurate. Have you ever been exhausted during the day and had a lot of worry or negative thoughts about yourself, only to get a good night's sleep or talk to a supportive person and feel better? And then you say to yourself, "Why was I thinking so badly about that? I don't even think that way today." It's all about perspective. Cognitive therapists call faulty ways of thinking cognitive errors or cognitive distortions. The balance here is this: learning how to identify when you're experiencing a cognitive distortion. Next time you have a negative thought or a cognitive distortion, I want you to ask yourself some of the following. Where is the evidence this thought is true? Am I overgeneralizing? Am I personalizing a situation or taking someone's behavior personally when it may have nothing to do with me? And my favorite question to challenge a negative thought is this: if a friend, spouse, or a child shared this exact thought, what would I say? Imagine for a moment if your child shared the same thought with you about themselves. How would you respond? Often, we're more loving, compassionate, and forgiving of others than we are of ourselves. We can be so quick to allow negative, harmful thoughts take up residence in our mind like an unwanted house guest that we allow to stay. I want you to think of this. If you had a friend in your life who spoke to you the way you speak to yourself, would you still be their friend? Chances are no. So remember, be loving and compassionate to yourself, even with your thoughts, and treat yourself the way you treat others. Let's shift gears for a minute and focus on other ways to take care of your mind, which can include mental engagement and experiencing flow. Mental engagement is an essential component of mental well-being. Being mentally engaged is using your mind in an active, interesting, meaningful pursuits to you. Mental engagement is the opposite of boredom. Some examples of being mentally engaged include reading, listening to podcasts, visiting museums, watching documentaries, doing puzzles, games, crafting, or any other creative pursuit. Experiencing flow is also an important part of mental well-being. Flow is a concept used to describe when we're so engaged in activity that we lose track of time, where we are, and who we are because the activity we're doing feeds our mind and is so enjoyable. Some people experience flow when reading a great book, crafting, cooking, gardening, writing, artistic pursuits, spending time with friends, and in one's work or career. Researchers have found that people who experience flow in life report more positive emotions and well-being. Be sure to take some time and complete the exercises in the workbook on how you can take care of your mind in thriving mama mode. In the next video, we're talking about how to take care of your emotions and feelings.